Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at rt.ie. Malachy Steenson contacted us a short while ago. Malachy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
What did you contact us about?
Well, people will recall last week or the week before, the Taoiseach, when speaking in the Dáil about the BLM issue, said that there were a number of statues in this country that should be taken down, and he specifically referred to the Sean Russell statue in Fairview Park.
Yeah, in Dublin.
Now, last night...
Just so people outside, it's North Strand in Dublin. A lot of people would, if you go to Crow
Fairview
Park...
Fairview Park.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just telling people where it is. Everyone does know where Fairview Park is, sorry. It's near, for people outside of Dublin, it's near, on the road to Crow Park, so to speak, near North Strand Fire Station. Okay, so it's a fairly prominent statue. It's a pretty, it's not an amazing work of sculpture, but it is.
Well,
it is there.
But that's not
what we're talking about. Okay, so tell us.
But last night, following on from the Taoiseach's comments in the Dáil, LGBT activists went and defaced. How do I know?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think anybody else will be painting the LGBT flag on the plinth of the statue.
The pride colours.
The LGBT flag, which includes the new black and brown. So it's the LADAR flag that they use.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the colours of that flag, and it's painted as a flag.
And what's that got to do with the Taoiseach?
Well, the Taoiseach said that this statue was one of the ones that should go.
Yeah, he's
and now, hold on. If the Taoiseach of the country, just like in the whole COVID pandemic, the Taoiseach and the Minister for Health made certain recommendations and guidelines that people followed. LGBT activists have gone out now yet again. This is the fourth time that this monument has been defaced since it was erected in 1951.
Fourth time? It's defaced every... I see it every single day. It's defaced every second day.
It is not defaced every...
There's red paint constantly thrown over it.
There is not,
They had to put up CCTV cameras. Didn't they?
Joe, don't be... There's no CCTV camera, Joe.
Well, I thought it was being monitored. The tracker, okay.
There is a tracker in it. In the new bronze statue, which was unveiled in 2009. In 1953, people broke the clenched fist. They alleged it was a clenched fist when actually it was just a raised arm, claiming he was a communist. In 2004, I think, the anti-fascist claimed he was a Nazi and beheaded the statue and broke the arm off again.
I remember that, yeah.
Right?
Because he died, unfortunately, on a Nazi U-boat, didn't he?
He died of a stomach problem on a Nazi U-boat.
And he was in Germany collaborating and being...
He was not collaborating. And being fed
and looked after by the Nazis.
How did he end up in Germany?
He said he was representing the Irish people, didn't he? But anyway, keep going. Other people will make these arguments.
Let's be clear, because this is part of the mix that's being thrown in, that he was somehow a Nazi. Was Patrick Pearse a Nazi?
Do you consider
Patrick Pearse a Nazi?
Patrick Pearse didn't die in a Nazi U-boat, and he didn't live in Berlin. And he wasn't the official representative of the Irish Republic, portraying himself as the official representative.
But anyway, hang on, Malachy,
do you think the statue should be removed? Let me come
in. I certainly do not. Let me say this. Sean Russell came from this area. His family came from this area. He lived all his life on the North Strand Road, on top of where Paddy Power's bookshop, Bookies, is now. He is a man of this area.
So what?
He has no grave.
So what?
And if we want... Hold on. If the people of this area and Republicans want a statue, which is not a state statue, this is a statue put up by the National Graves Association in 1951. And I'm proud to say my mother and her brother were part of the Republican movement.
Yeah, why was the statue erected to him?
Because people wanted it erected. People in the area...
Did they?
You
said it was the
to a local man who was a veteran of the 1916 Rising, who fought and was director of munitions in the War of Independence, who was a quartermaster in the counter-revolution, and who led the IRA in the 1930s and 40s, or until he died in 1940.
Against the legitimately elected sovereign government of Ireland.
He fought...
Now, when you answer the question,
I will answer the question.
By the way, every event you mentioned there's only one common thread: violence.
Oh, so we shouldn't have had the revolution in 1916.
No, that's not the argument.
He was a soldier.
He was killing people and advocating bombing Britain in the 1930s.
Who did he kill? Hold on.
He was advocating killing people. I don't know who he killed. What was he advocating? Hugs?
Let me answer the question. Let me answer the question.
Yeah, well, answer the question. What was he doing in Nazi Germany? Being driven around by the Nazis and being fed and watered by them.
Are you telling me the answer? Are you telling me the answer or are you asking me the question?
He was collaborating with the Nazis.
Are you asking me the question? Or are you giving me the answer?
Will you give the answer?
Which is it? Well, if you let me, without interrupting me, I'll be able to give you the answer. He went to Germany, just as the IRB did, and just as everybody else did in every decade past. The same as they went to the Soviet Union, as Russell did. The same as they went to America to obtain weapons. Where did Roger Casement get the weapons that he brought, was bringing in? Why did Patrick Pearce say at his court-martial that Germany is no more to him than England, that he asked for German aid in the shape of arms and an expeditionary force, and he neither asked for it nor accepted German gold, that his only traffic with Germany was that, and that his aim was to win Irish freedom?
The difference.
What's the difference?
Will you let me answer the question? The difference is that when Sean Russell went to Nazi Germany to try and get arms from the Nazis, he was not representing the Irish government. There was an Irish government legitimately.
Who
elected him to represent the Irish public? When Patrick Pearce
went...
We didn't have a republic in 1916. We didn't have a republic in 1919. We did have a republic, an independent sovereign country.
We have a republic from Easter Monday in 1916. When the signatories of the proclamation claimed it and defended it in arms.
Yeah, but Sean Russell was acting against. That's why he was arrested. Sean Russell was acting against the Irish elected democratic state.
Where was he doing that?
In Germany.
What did he say specifically?
Des Dalton, you contacted us last week. Again, you're pro Sean Russell again. Sean Russell and the statue. What do you think of its defacing?
I think.
Or is it defacing or is it decoration? I don't know. I saw it this morning.
Well, it's certainly not a decoration, Joe. It's a disgraceful attack on any monument.
Go ahead, Des.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. I think it's an act of historical illiteracy, to be honest. I think it shows a complete misunderstanding of who Sean Russell was and who he was historically and what he represented and what he represents. And as I said to your researcher earlier on there, it's completely misdirected by the people that put it up. I can only assume their motivations by the... But colouring, I don't know what group did it, but as I said, I think they're misdirected in their target there. And I think, as Maliki pointed out, the Sean Russell statue has been the target. I think that the number of attacks on it going back to the 1950s, I think, show that.
As Maliki pointed out, in the 1950s,
for instance, you had people attacking it because they decided that Sean Russell was pro-communist because he went to the Soviet Union in the 1920s. I would say that Sean Russell was no more a communist than he was a fascist. Sean Russell was, and I think to understand Sean Russell, I think you need to understand this about him. But Sean Russell was an out-and-out Fenian. He was an Irish separatist. And to Sean Russell, the dictum, England's difficulty is Ireland's opportunity, was programme of action. And he would have viewed his actions in the late 1930s. We can look at them now, if you like, and we can have that debate in terms of looking at the historical prism that we look at them through 21st century eyes. But at that time, Russell was looking at this purely as an Irish Republican separatist. So he would have viewed himself as following the footsteps of people like Roger Casement, of people even further back, going back to the Fenians and their travels to America, or even further back again to Tone and Emmett, when they reached out and made forced links with revolutionary France.
The only difference
he would have seen himself
is,
as following
I
very
know,
much
I know,
in that,
go back,
very
go,
much in that
go back thousands of years. The only difference is we had an Irish state when Sean Russell was conspiring against it. militarily. Philip Hearn, your point, please, Philip. 51551. Wash your hands. Joe at RT.ie. Go ahead, Philip.
Hi, how's it going? Listen, I actually just caught the end of what that last gentleman was saying, and I said fair play to him. Now he seems very informative. I was making the general point about the first caller, Malachy. There, he seems to be very passionate about the whole thing, but I don't see how he can say that the last attack was the Taoiseach's fault or the government's fault, because you know it's been going on, as he said, since the 1950s. On a wider point, there's a big furore about all these statues and all this. And,
yeah, but again, hang on, Philip. This reminds me, Malachy. Why did you link the Taoiseach with the statue?
The first thing
you came on and said it was obviously attacked by gay pride activists. Isn't that right?
Well, yeah.
Isn't that what you said? And then you said this is following. I wrote it down. That's the exact word you used. Yeah. Following. The Taoiseach, by the way, wasn't speaking at all. I think he was on 2FM with Al McDermott. So why are you linking the two? When the statue has been... Are you referring to our Taoiseach's sexuality by any chance?
I'm saying that he said, and I would doubt that Varadkar ever heard of Sean Russell, to be honest. He said that this statue needs to be taken down.
Yeah,
and why does everything come back to sexuality?
But you're the one who said it's a gay pride colours, and it was gay activists. Philip, continue.
Have
go ahead, Philip.
Picture?
Okay, let's.
Sorry, Joe. Have you
again,
seen the picture?
I have.
I saw the statue.
Is that the gay pride colours? Is that the LGBT flag colours? Yes or no?
It bears a resemblance, all right, in the colours,
is,
right?
Is it? Joe,
I don't know.
You're not know.
It,
well, go and Google the map. Philip, or the flag.
Philip Hearn.
Thanks, Joe. No, the wider point I'd like to make is this is all very, very passionate stuff, and everybody's got their two cents, and you know, rip down a statue here or there. That type of cultural vandalism won't serve anybody's historical understanding. You know, if we go and we remove every single statue that we don't agree with now or tomorrow or the next day, we don't actually learn anything about it. I would love to see now, and I actually didn't hear that the Taoiseach said to Danny to come down, and I would take issue with him on that, but. We should probably revisit.
I think, in fairness to the Taoiseach, he said, "I think there should be a debate about taking down the statue. Is that allowed?"
Absolutely. It should be encouraged. And if that's what he said, then great. And sure, look, here we all are having a debate, you know. But I would like the Sean Russell statue and stuff like that. I would like to see a bit of context.
Mm-hmm.
You know, laid out, he was involved in the 1916 rising. Yes, he was involved with Nazi Germany. But again, it's a more nuanced thing now. We look back at the Nazis in the full understanding of what they've done. And, you know, and we can make a solid assessment on them.
Hang on. By 1939, we knew full well what the Nazis had done, invading half of Europe.
You're very right, but I mean...
They weren't, up until 1939, a football team.
They were killing people in their
countless thousands. You're saying, well, I don't know if your point is, Philip, we didn't know about the concentration camps. But we did know about their invasion of the Sudetenland. We did know about their invasion of Austria. We did know about their invasion of Eastern Europe. Sean Russell knew all of that.
At that time, most of the major European powers also had empires around Europe. So, I mean, even on that criteria alone,
there's
only one
Geneva
at the time.
We're looking at this through
a 21st century lens, and I think it's very easy to do that.
And it's very...
At that time, bear in mind that this state had full diplomatic relations with Germany and maintained them right up until 1945. So, if you want to go down that road, it's not a valid argument.
If we were to go back to the people who organised the 1916 rising, they had help from Germany too. And at that point, Germany had invaded several other countries. It had invaded Belgium and places like that. And the people who we venerate were more than happy to accept German help in those terms.
Yeah,
now, I am in no way an apologist for the Nazis. Absolutely not.
Did we have an Irish state in the 1930s? Did we have elections? Free and fair elections?
We did.
Do we have a democratically? I know the republic wasn't officially declared till the 40s.
The republic, as I've said to you, Joe, was declared in 1916. You're talking of the Republic of Ireland.
Let me just give
you the exact quote from the Taoiseach. We have our own statues. We have a few of our own statues we may need to take down. There is a statue in Fairview Park in Dublin of an Irish Republican man who was a Nazi collaborator. Mm-hmm. I think that any statues that come down should come down legally. And let's not engage in violence. But these people have gone out on the back of what he said.
How do you know? How do you know they heard him?
All right, Joe, you can be smart about this if you
I'm
want.
I'm not being smart. I'm trying to be intelligent.
Everybody else has heard the
you
comment.
Cannot.
I'm sure that Maliki,
I'm sorry. You were to any individual, any citizen of this state, you were not allowed to sequentially attach an act of vandalism to what one person said 3 weeks ago. You cannot link that. That is not sequential.
Okay,
and I stand up for anyone who you try and link to it.
When you say that because you don't carry that on generally, because when you're talking about Republicans and if a Republican makes a statement, well, you see, Joe, either you want to discuss this or you want to shut it down.
Do you want to start engaging in personal attacks? It's nothing to do with
me. Do you think that the Taoiseach is a man of stature who makes statements that people listen to?
The Taoiseach is our Taoiseach, legitimately elected.
By virtue of his office, is he not an influential person?
He is our democratically elected Taoiseach.
You're not answering the question.
What is your question? I said that right at the get-go, but what you're doing, the step you're taking is, you're linking the attack on that statue last night because of the LGBT colours with the Taoiseach of the country and what he said, and they are not sequential. That's my point. You know who
did
it.
The Taoiseach comes out on one day and says there's a statue in Fairview Park that should be taken down,
3 weeks ago.
And a week later it's vandalised.
Well,
of course, but one thing follows the other.
You can't take that point seriously, Maliki. But in all fairness, now I appreciate where you're coming from. But like, if that's the logic, then who influenced all the other attacks on it that have been going on, as you said, since the 1950s?
There was one in the 50s, and there was the last one was in 2009.
Leo Varadkar wasn't
even
born.
There has been an issue with this statue since.
So this didn't just happen just because Leo Varadkar came out and said something.
Of course it did.
There is a history of this happening.
What I would say, sorry,
look, you see,
for coming, what I would say regarding
no influence in society. Is that what you're saying? The T-shirt's words have no influence.
He's not saying that.
I'm not going to say that. Either he has influence or he doesn't.
As citizens of this country, as Joe pointed out, we all have the right to express our opinion. And just because somebody says something doesn't mean that you can attribute actions to that.
Isn't it strange then that, Joe, if Donald Trump says something that leads to some violence, the whole media class in this country are out and saying, including yourself, saying that what happened was a result of what Trump said? Isn't that right?
When did I say that?
But yet the Taoiseach of this country is so uninfluential that he says something and nobody bats an eyelid. And this is just a coincidence. Is that what you're saying? Seriously?
No, you're the one that's putting forward the thesis. That this statue, you don't know who did it, who vandalised it, by the way. Somebody could be someone trying to discredit the LGBT community.
Ah, for God's sake, Joe. Somebody went out and got 10 tins of paint to discredit
Black Ops.
The LGBT.
It's called Black Ops. You don't know who did it. That's my point. And you're linking
I don't know who did it, I'm entitled to draw a conclusion.
Yeah, that's your opinion. But you cannot stay for fact that what the Taoiseach said led to that attack. That's my point. You can say.
Of course I can.
Well, it's
he clearly identified a statue as being something that needed to be removed.
Are you saying he encouraged that vandalism? That's an outrageous thing to say.
I think most of your listeners, actually, Joe, will agree with me that if the Taoiseach says something and somebody goes and does it, it's a logical conclusion to say that he has encouraged it.
Maliki, how do you know what most of the I don't know what most listeners think. How do you know?
Well, Joe, you see, now you're being smart, right?
You're saying most of your listeners...
Joe, do you want the statue removed?
I will never answer that question.
Yes or no?
I will never answer that question.
No, you see. No.
Never.
No, but you're not going to allow a debate. And it's clear from your comments.
It's now 20 to 3, Monica. You've been on.
That you're not prepared to listen.
No,
and you can't even follow the logic of the Taoiseach saying something and somebody acting on that.
All I tried to do, and maybe listeners are fed up with this now, but all I was trying to do yourself.
Oh, yes, I'm sure that. If you actually allowed the debate to take place, Joe, then
the debate did take place. Let's measure the amount of time you've had, Malachy, in the last 40 minutes. The point I was making was you, Malachy Steenson, you're a well-known Republican or stood for the Workers' Party or whatever. Des Dalton is a well-known Republican Sinn Féin, former president. Both of you came on, both of you got on, both of you contacted us, both of you got on, both of you were putting the one side on the Sean Russell argument. It's my job as a presenter here, I do it on every argument. If there is another side, which there is, to try and put it forward until someone comes on to make that point, if they're willing to make that point. But anyway, that's all I was doing.
Well, either we support the vandalism of statues or we don't, Joe, regardless of the issue.
Did you ever support violence in a previous life? I presume you didn't, Malachy.
Did I ever support violence?
Yeah, you never did.
How do you define violence? You see, there you're trying to drag us down into another debate, Joe. You see, this is what you do. And you started this the last time I was on, trying to drive it down different things. You know my history, as do everybody else. And people, you know, who listened to my speech on Sunday at the statue of Sean Russell at an independent Republican campaign and can see it on my blog or on Twitter and all the other social medias will see exactly what my view of Sean Russell is and what we said about him.
Okay. So Malachy Steenson, Des Dalton and Philip Hearn, thanks indeed. Thank you all. 51551, wash your hands.